Today's reading begins in Numbers chapter 28, verse 11. Numbers 28, verse 11. At the beginnings of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 bulls from the herd, 1 ram, 7 male lambs, a year old, without blemish. Also 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with oil, for each bull, and 2/10 of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for the 1 ram. And 1/10 of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for every lamb, for a burnt offering with a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, 1/3 of a hin for a ram, and 1/4 of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 14th day of the first month is the Lord's Passover, and on the 15th day of this month is a feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, but offer a food offering, a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls from the herd, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. See that they are without blemish. Also their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah shall you offer for a bull, and 2/10 for a ram. 1/10 shall you offer for each of the 7 lambs. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a regular burnt offering. In the same way, you shall offer daily for 7 days the food of a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offerings and its drink offering. And on the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. On the day of the first fruits, when you offer a grain offering of new grain to the Lord at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, but offer a burnt offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 2 bulls from the herd, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old. Also their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for 1 ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, with 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering, you shall offer them and their drink offering. See that they are without blemish. This was another very quick reading. Short section of scripture regarding these offerings and regarding the Passover. And even though we're not under the old covenant any longer and we don't make these particular sacrifices, there are a couple of things that I think we can notice and we can concentrate on for our day today. The first is, it stands out to me that he makes this statement several times that they were going to have a holy convocation. They were going to have a time that was set aside in order to focus completely on the Lord, worshiping Him, being thankful toward Him, and making these sacrifices. Now, the sacrifices are important. They were intended to be a true sacrifice, something that costs them. They were intended to be sacrifices that had no blemishes. They were the best of what they had. But at the same time, this holy convocation is very important. It wasn't a matter of show up at the temple, hand over your sacrifice, and go home. No, this was time that was completely set aside for the Lord. I think we need that. Not just, you know, setting aside times when we assemble together on the first day of the week, for example, or maybe on Wednesday night for some Bible study, but we need to have time each day that is carved out, that is set aside for the Lord, to focus on Him, to express thankfulness. That can include our time of prayer, that can include our time of scripture reading, Bible study, can include some time to meditate on the things that we read and we study. But however it's done, and however much time you can do, you need to sacrifice of your time some of that that belongs to God. Reminds me of something I saw just today. Somebody was discussing, you know, their monetary giving, and somebody made the suggestion that God deserved more than just them making a contribution, that they needed to think about their time and carve out some of that as a sacrifice as well. I thought that was a pretty good thought. And I know that we talk about sacrificing of our time and our resources for God, But maybe we really do need to think about that in terms of we've got this amount of time during the day that we're awake and we're doing things, and God deserves a portion of that to be sacrificed for Him for whatever needs to be done in our service. So those are just a few thoughts for you to consider for today. And as always, I ask you to please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.